Don't get caught in the middle. The Three Wide Podcast will be right back after this timeout.
Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's up, everybody? The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast is back, surprise, for another off-season edition of the NASCAR Podcast, the 3Wide Podcast with EG3, the latest in the world of NASCAR, the Gander Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And, and this is the start of... obviously busy with all what's going on with holiday season and whatnot, but I'm gonna do my best to do team reviews of each team in the Cup Series, maybe a little more, but for right now it is going to be Cup Series teams focused only. We'll see how many I get through, and this will carry over to 2021. Of course, we'll be, before we begin this edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, remember folks, follow me at Eddie underscore EG3 on the old Twitter handle, at Eddie underscore EG3 on Twitter. And again, the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, you can find it wherever you download your podcast. Apple, if listening on there, please leave us a 5-star rating. And if you like a review, that helps us out with the show. And no, we're not doing this to get famous. We want to continue to get better with the show every time I put out new content. Also, Spotify, as well, Audio Boom, Stitcher, Radio.com, iHeartRadio, including Amazon Music. If you have Alexa in your home, tell it to play the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. It should automatically do that right there in your own comfort, warmth of your own home. And here in Manhattan, Kansas, where, of course, I reside at, yes, it does not feel like fall. It feels more like winter. But at least the last few days here, the last week here, obviously I'm recording here tonight on December 11th, 2020. And this will go out either tonight or tomorrow afternoon. This episode here, reviewing, and we're going to talk, just focus on the Cup teams. We'll talk about one on each episode, so there's that, and we got some news also to share also. But first though, to kind of set the pace here, obviously recorded the next special guest episode on the off-season edition of 3Wide NASCAR Podcast Wednesday night. A tremendous, if you saw it on Twitter, you know who it's going to be. If not, then You go to my Twitter page. If not, then you're going to have to wait until it comes out on this upcoming Tuesday. The special guest episode, which was fun and very energetic. We talked a lot, obviously, about 2020 season. And what could give our thoughts a little bit about the next year with 2021 just around the corner. So that's in the books. And, of course, a lot of people already... according to my notes of what I've looked at on my podcasting sheet here, Liz Prestella, who I had on podcast this week anyways, for the tire specialist for the 96 Gaunt Brothers Toyota, which was driven by Daniel Suarez this season, that has gotten a lot of listens here this week as well. I appreciate that as well. So if you have a NASCAR friend or anything like that, or if you have fans that like NASCAR and racing and content, looking for content, obviously you can add. There are a lot of racing podcasts out there nowadays. We've been here for quite a bit now on the mainstream, joining up with these other racing podcasts, which I'm very fortunate to be a part of. Tell them about a 3Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3. You don't want to miss a dull moment here in the off season. As we slowly, we're in the holiday season, so as well, so we're now there, and then here in a couple weeks. Christmas is around the corner as well. So got a lot of stuff going on. And like I said, this review sheet that I got going on will carry on into 2021 as well, leading up obviously to Speed Weeks. And speaking of Speed Weeks, that's a good transition to which was supposed to be a 1 week Speed Week for Daytona. At least now we're going back to the old school, not necessarily old school, but the new school way for at least 2021. Auto Club bows out of the early race running order, and now you put back in the Daytona World Course, where we saw like this a couple of months ago, with of course your champion now, Chase Elliott, winning that race there. So now you have the Daytona 500, which that we got, I received word for that of how they're going to break that down. That's going to be, what, 25% capacity, if I'm not mistaken there. So it's not going to be the traditional sell that we've gotten the last, what, several years now of that race. Very unfortunate, and yes, with the whole pandemic still hanging around, and from the way it looks like it, it's not, and that's not good news whatsoever. But hey, you know, people, we have it good. Like I said, holiday season, I mean, most of us have it good, but some other people do not have it very well, and we need to be thinking about those people as well. And so we need to be thinking about those people as well, helping those people out, and also we need to help ourselves out as well with this whole thing. Not telling you what to do, but hey, I mean, we have the ability to turn this thing around. So hey, do the best you can. Do the right thing. That's all I'm going to say. Do the right thing. And maybe we can get over this hump a little bit faster. But yeah, it's been quite the marathon with this pandemic thing. And it looks like very, very much likely it's going to carry on in to next year. But back on track. Daytona 500. Daytona World Course race. The second race now to replace Auto Club. And yes, Auto Club, this was supposed to be their last year with the traditional 2.5 mile and a half track out there, out west. But instead, they're going to be putting in the short track. They're going to be working on putting that short track in that facility. It was supposed to be for 2022, I believe, that the report that came out early this fall. With that, some people were excited. Half people were not happy about the decision. But there's no short track races out there. Very interesting. I'm 50-50 on it. But hey, now this turns into a Florida triple threat. Daytona 500, the Daytona World Course. So basically, you're doing Speed Weeks 3.0. except that you're not doing the Budweiser Shootout. Well, I'm just going to roll like I'm going to tell what it is. The Budweiser Shootout. The duels 1 week, and then you're getting ready for the Budweiser Shootout 1 week, and then you got the duels in all the other races, including the 500 next. You get the 500, and then you're staying there to prepare for the World Course race, and then the next following week, you're going a couple of hours to Miami Homestead Miami Speedway for early date down there. So that's three consecutive races in a row. That's a dream start right there. Not having to leave the state, you might add there. So very intriguing right there. Obviously, what comes to mind, world courses are going to be the theme in 2021, and your reigning champion has been absolutely unstoppable. And now you add back in the road course, and actually, I'll throw it on top of that, the Clash. Let's not forget about that. That's going to be on the Daytona Road Course as well. So the people who are, I mean, everybody ran. So that's not really an advantage. So let's throw that out right now. So realistically here, you have opportunity to get off to a tremendous start. But obviously the Road Course, the Clash, now going to be on Road Course format now. That'll be interesting to see how that's going to play out with that. the normal week, the duels, trucks, Xfinity, that's going to be one heck of a week. All that, and then you got to turn around. Basically, you're staying there. You might as well just plan your vacation, especially if you live in these cold Midwestern states like a Kansas, Chicago, Oklahoma. Might as well start playing vacation early for possibly two full weeks of racing right there. So there's that. And then the possibility of going to Homestead there. Well, there is, that is the possibility now. So, wow. Three races right there to start off, kick off the 2021 season. Lord willing, get that underway with all what's been going on through this strange 2020 year as well. So the Florida Triple Threat is going to be in full swish and full session here in 2021.
You're listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
A little bit of Xfinity news here real fast before we dive into this episode's review cup team. Riley Herbst, who was in the Joe Gibbs 18, now is going to be going over to the from Toyota to Ford, and now he's going to have some big shoes to fill. He's got to go in that number 98 Ford. And there's no, at the moment of that announcement, there is no sponsor announced. I have not been on Twitter. I've only been on Twitter for 5 minutes today, so I don't know the sponsor of that car. Obviously, Chase Briscoe moving up to the Cup Series to the 14 car, replacing the retired Bowyer. Now, he took that sponsor with him. High Point, Riley Herbst, excuse me, had Monster Energy with Joe Gibbs Racing last year. Obviously, he made the playoffs last year. It was knocked out there, so no wins there. So he's going to have some big shoes to fill in at number 9. And obviously, you're going in that ride is a winnable ride, fast race car. So, I mean, more on Riley Herbst coming up in the offseason here as we move along in this NASCAR offseason. But, yeah, huge flip here. You're going, really, Joe Gibbs Racing has good Xfinity equipment. And now you're going into a car and a team that scored 9 wins a year ago. And also, you don't have to deal with Briscoe himself as he moved up to the Cup Series as well. So, huge shoes to fill for Riley Herbst coming up. And like many others in that Xfinity Series, like a Daniel Hemric, put Herbst in that same category. Huge opportunity for him to win races in that car. I mean, that's plain and simple. I mean, let's not make it too big things too complicated here. Herbst has the opportunity now to make it happen. We'll see a lot more on the Xfinity line because we have guys all of a sudden moving from place to place, up and up, and upcomers in the Xfinity Series EG3 here on this cold evening here for the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. And this episode will come out either tonight or tomorrow afternoon, somewhere around there. So be out and look out for that. If you are currently listening to this, I appreciate you for downloading it. And tell your friends about the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. All right, time for some review time with Henrik Motorsports tonight on the show. So, Henrik Motorsports, I'm starting with them, the champs, led by Chase Elliott. He's going to be last. William Byron's going to be first. Here on this list here, William Byron making the playoffs, obviously walked it off to get into the postseason, had Chad Knaus, and a lot of people, including yours truly, thought that they're going to at least in their second season, get a little more wins than that. Obviously, this 20, I mean, as a whole, this organization started off out of the gates pretty strong with a couple strong runs. Obviously, including Bowman's early win. Chase Elliott started off a little slow out of the box. Jimmy Johnson was fast early on in the year, and he made a couple mistakes, COVID and all that other stuff. But William Byron finished 14th in the, yes, sir, 14th in the standings this year. Had that win, 4 top fives and 14 top tens. And listen, you move on from Chad Knaus moving on to do different things within the organization now. Now William Byron reunites with the guy, crew chief, that really launched his career, Rudy Fugle, came up with Kyle Busch Motorsports. That's what William Byron was, and he made that made a huge, that's where he made his name right there, when that 7-win season there and missing the championship four. That sounds familiar from this year, from the Cup Series, Kevin Harvick. Byron, next year, can he make take another step? That's going to be the key for him. Can that team, and obviously the Liberty, University Liberty, on the football side of stuff, doing a tremendous year under Hugh Freeze there, and Rudy Fugu and William Byer looking to dictate that to, what is the word I'm looking for? Oh, looking to, dang it, I wanted to use the better word, but I'm going to use copy. Looking to copy that success from that football team to the racetrack in 2021. Can he do it? Well, absolutely he can. But the thing, can they execute better? And I thought that was a missed opportunity there. Yes, they got that win. They need to step up to the plate and did a job at the Speedway track in Daytona. Got the job done there. And then, of course, kind of sort of faded in the playoffs. We did not really hear much from him. He had a couple of strong runs there, but went long win at Daytona. And yes, he dominated the headlines during the whole iRacing stint there for 6-7 weeks there. And Kenny related, and I said this before in this podcast, and I'll say it again. Kenny translate that. That's the word I was looking for. There, I knew it. Kenny translate that success back over to the Cup Series, and William Byron was pumped to get Rudy back in his stable over back to his camp. So Rick Hendrick trying to push the buttons here to get that 24 back run up front and consistently. We saw it here and there, but we didn't see it late in the playoffs there for William Byron. He finished 14th in the standings. Next guy, Alex Bowman. He started out off with a house of fire as well. Fast Charlotte, obviously that ass-kicking win at Fontana, by the way, which Fontana, that could be the last race at the normal track. Like I mentioned earlier on the show, Alex Bowman got that win there for him. He made it to the Elite Eight, the round of eight, in the NASCAR playoffs this past year. Has that win, 6 top fives, 15 top tens, and he got hot late. And there are some missed opportunities for him to win even more races if the strategy played his favor. Obviously, the both Las Vegas races, he was in prime position to possibly either win the race in the fall or in early in the year, or transfer himself to the round of eight in the playoffs. There, and there are just missed opportunities there with guys staying out or catching the caution at the last time. And then for the longest stretch, we did not hear Alex Bowman for a longest stretch after, I believe, Charlotte. The first Charlotte race early on in the year with the doubleheader and all that. We did not hear from his team again. And they're going to need to, well, actually now, with him moving to the, translating to the 48 now, same crew chief. Now, this is going to be an interesting storyline, one of the storylines to follow. Also, kind of moving into the Jimmy Johnson 48 zone here. So, I mean, we know the historic, that's not what I want to say. We know the storylines behind that race car for the last, 10, 15 years, 48. Now you get a different driver in it, same sponsor, allies, who already had a 2-year deal with this race car. So, Bowman, I mean, he had some momentum here towards the end of 2020 here. Can he be consistent is the key here. Be consistent here and not just fall off the face of the earth, because that's what he did really in the summer months, and then slowly started to show back up towards the playoffs. And then in the playoffs, he was good. not gonna lie, y'all, he was pretty good in the 88 fast, and you wonder if they carried that same speed throughout the regular season, what would happen. But obviously Alex Bowman fell short of the final four, finishing in the sixth position in the standings, and he led 448 laps there. So Alex Bowman now moving from switching numbers, the 88 to the 48.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
the man who's stepping away from full-time racing in the Cup Series, Jimmy Johnson, the last full-time rider for him, Alex Bowman replacing him in the 48. The Jimmy Johnson, the seven-time champ, finished 18th, and there are missed opportunities for him there. All these points that you miss out, it's funny how it kind of circles back around if you're playing sports to whatever you're trying to do. Jimmy Johnson trying to make the playoffs one last time, trying to make one final run at getting the most championships in all of NASCAR, did not do it. Missed opportunities. Darlington was one of them. Fast race car. Huge mistake by a veteran. Getting caught with Chris Buescher there trying to lap him. Couldn't get it there. I already mentioned he got COVID. And then let's go back to the second place at the Coke 600 there, where he finished second and had, what, some 40-plus points. That all got erased because that team didn't pass inspection. And I've said this numerous times on a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast there. So that's a lot of points being thrown in the garbage by Jimmy Johnson. And this wasn't, I know he finished fifth. A great run at Phoenix. And he was the first out of outside of Championship Four to finish there. So, yeah, you got to wonder. I mean, Cliff Daniels, he's going to be the crew chief of Kyle Larson, which I'll get into here in a few minutes. But Johnson, only five top fives, 10 top tens, and had 5 DNFs. Obviously, that's not going to get it done, but he's moved on to higher pastures now. And this conversation is kind of a sneak peek, is on the recording of the special guest interview coming out on Tuesday night. So more on Jimmy Johnson on that front there. But yeah, tremendous career, no doubt about it there. But last couple years there, not Jimmy Johnson-esque there. And a lot of people want to see him get that elusive win to set himself alone in the top five. That did not happen there. So a lot of missed opportunities, what could have been. But now Jimmy wants to try other things, and he's going to be doing some road racing in the IndyCar series in 2021. That's going to be fun and intriguing to watch him adapt now from going to stock car racing into the IndyCar. So that's going to be good there. And I mentioned Kyle Larson again. This is a tidbit here. We talked Kyle Larson, my guest and I talked Kyle Larson on the special guest interview, which comes out Tuesday. You guys are in for a treat next week. You guys are in for a treat next week, let me tell you. But yeah, Kyle Larson, again, this all around, this is going to be one of the more tightly grouped in NASCAR here. Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, your reigning champion, William Byron, Alex Bowman, that's some quite a foursome there. Ran at more sports. And back to Larson real quick, obviously. Yeah, I mean, this is best last chance here to make something happen. Again, this is another story from the Hendrick stable that you're going to be paying attention to. Everybody's going to be paying attention to. I mean, he's tearing it up. He's been tearing it up in 2020 in dirt. It's probably the best thing, or actually the best thing for him, is getting back in the Cup Series. Maybe it's 1B, is dominating everybody on the dirt. I mean, he's kicking everybody's ass there. And we'll see what happens. I mean, he's been out of the game for pretty much almost a year. You're going into winnable equipment. And again, the 48's name number has been changed over to 5. So Larson will be in the 5, Elliott 9, Bowman 48, and William Byron in the 20. Back in the 24 car. Can Kyle Larson, this is obviously a couple notches up in equipment from driving that Ganassi stuff. So, people, we all know what he can do. There's not enough said. The question is, when I said, I'm going to say it again right here on this episode tonight on the podcast, he needs to win right away. That's the only thing, that's the key. He has to win right away. There's no excuse. No excuses whatsoever. I mean, he's got the opportunity to do something big. I mean, he's going to give Chase Elliott run for his money as far as wins go. He's got to win out of the gate. If he does not win out of the gate and it takes him quite a bit, or he struggles a little bit, oh yeah, a lot of those heads that we talked about this year, are going to come after him, and they're going to come after Rick Cannon for the move. I mean, everybody saw this move coming from a mile away, that Rick Cannon was going to go after Kyle Larson. He got him, and now Kyle Larson's got to show up ready to race. I'm sure he will. There's no doubt about that. So Kyle Larson in the 5, and of course, your reigning champion there this year, Chase Elliott, finally breaking the doors down after failing to get to the championship 4 for really the last 2 seasons, breaking the door down at Martinsville, and then kicking everybody's ass in the championship 4 race at Phoenix Raceway to get that championship after starting in the back due to failing pre-tech a couple times there. The 9 Napa Chevrolet came to his own. 5 wins. Obviously, a couple of those came on the road courses. Charlotte Roval going back-to-back there. And I already mentioned the Daytona road course at the top of this podcast tonight as well. And there's one more somewhere that I'm missing. Yeah, Chase Elliott. Yeah, I think Chase Elliott, Charlotte. Yeah, Chase Elliott at Charlotte. Part of that doubleheader there. I mean, that bonehead and McCall in the Coke 600. Or else Chase Elliott would have swept both of them races. I mean, yeah, it's hard to say. Crew chief couch here sitting here. Crew chief couch sitting here, folks. But, yeah, I mean, that was, at that time, that was a dumb decision. It still is a dumb decision there. Probably cost them another win or two there, given the fact there. But, hey, I mean, Chase Elliott, in the day there, makes up for the fact that the call of the year went to the Jackman to go back at Martinsville, turn around when he jumped the gun a little early to make sense, go back, touch the wall, and then once Chase Elliott came in the pit, he was able to reset himself there. That's clearly the move of 2020 there. You don't do that. We're talking, I don't think Chase Elliott wins that race. That's what it is. I mean, yeah, he had a fast race car, but on all that, but a lot of stuff going on in the front, that would have set him back a little bit there, and it would have been interesting to come up through the field with a fast race car, but I don't think he would have had enough time there. But NASCAR rescinded that call, and it was all business from there. So Chase Elliott took care of business there, and once again, he's won, what, 5 straight road courses, won them all. Obviously, Sonoma, Watkins Glen, still up in the air for next year. It won both Rovals, Charlotte and Daytona as well. So, and then we talked about the clash in Daytona road course earlier today, tonight on the podcast. So, Chase Elliott's going to be licking his chops once again. And there are going to be guys gunning for him. Obviously, Kevin Harvick, Denny Hamlin, a lot more on them still on the team interview side of stuff. But yeah, Chase Elliott, Dawsonville, Georgia, brought home the big bacon. That's winning his first championship. And now all eyes, when the calendar year turns the page, can he defend that championship? Obviously, with this format, it's very tough to go back to back. We have not seen that in his existence. And that's the task that Alan Gustafson, Chase Elliott are going to have in 2021. Eddie Greer III for 3Y NASCAR Podcast. Just a couple minutes left on this team review. Henrik Motorsports, now the grade, and I'm gonna be straight up forward. This team won the championship with Chase Elliott and gained 7 wins total. When you add in Bowman's win at Fontana and William Byron's run at Primetime Daytona, 7 wins, a solid B. Yeah, solid B. There are no A's. There's no A's. I'll tell you this up front, there are no A's in the team aspect of things. So that's a little something there. It's going to be a little harsher grace this time around, as I like to recap the teams. But yeah, B here, if they would have kept things going, yes, maybe a little bit of that is probably not seeing Jimmy going back to victory lane. But, you know, so Bowman fell off in the middle of the year. Byron, you want to see it, more consistency, and with Kyle Larson in the fold, now I think he possibly could elevate this team to the next level. You never know the caliber driver he is. We know what he is. B for Henrik Motorsports in their championship run of 2020. Chase Elliott, 5 wins there, and a solid B. Yeah. And really, let's change that to a plus there. B plus. How about that? No A there. B plus, 400 more sports in the review grade for EG3 in 2020. Again, I already mentioned their lineup for next year already with the 5 of Larson, the 9 of Chase Elliott, William Byron getting his crew chief back from the truck series when he was with Kyle Busch Motorsports, Rudy Fugel, Greg Ives, now in the 48 with Alex Bowman, staying together, Alan Gustin with Chase Elliott and Cliff Daniel. That's it. You know, that's going to be really interesting. Cliff Daniels paired up with Kyle Larson there going into the season. That's going to be something to watch there. Cliff Daniels has not tasted victory lane in the Cup Series, obviously. And Kyle Larson has. So how to balance that. You know, only Mr. H knows that. So that's going to be something to pay attention to that as well. That goes back to what I was saying about Larson getting off to a hot start. Can Cliff Daniels and Kyle Larson hit it off right? If they don't, they're going to struggle. They're going to struggle. And Cliff Daniels doesn't strike me. Yes, he was with seven time. I understand that, but he don't strike me as and maybe probably because he ain't won nothing. He don't strike me as a good. I mean, he's a good crew chief, but he's not excellent, great, whatever you want to call it. He's not great. He's not a great crew chief. You know what I'm talking about? I know he got done his first full season, and I think he crew chiefed a couple other instances. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did crew chief toward the end of last year, as I remember correctly there. So, yeah, there's stuff to work on there, and we'll find out. And yes, the 5, when you look at that number, has had some good history there as well. Obviously, Kate, when you think about the last time the 5 was out, Casey Kane won quite a few races with Hendrick Motorsports. So, at least Kyle Larson has got that in his back pocket there. But the 5 will be back out in 2021 for this team, and we'll see if they can carry this championship winning momentum in 2021, and of course with this, which I'm going to call it the old car now, for one more year before the next gen car comes out. You can follow me at Eddie_EG3 on Twitter, and again, 3Y NASCAR Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast. Y'all know the deal is here. Tonight's Hendrick Motorsports, the team review here on the podcast, B plus in 2020. And so the next team in line will be Penske Racing on the next episode of the podcast. So there is that, folks, for y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for another edition of the 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Big thanks once again to Big D, co-producer of this podcast, almost as myself, continuing to work hard, continuing to do things in the middle of a busy season. Appreciate your hard work throughout the year. And a couple more episodes left in 2020. Threw this one at you. Probably going to squeeze. Well, obviously, we still have to throw in a reminder. Yes, a reminder that the next time, possibly, for when I talk to you again, is the EG3 Awards coming out next Friday night. Again, the EG3 Awards coming out next Friday night. And I'm thinking we're recording the night before to get that all sorted out as well. So the Fame, the EG3 Awards, Volume 5, to pretty much cap off Season 5, come out tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Obviously, our special guest interview next week. Huge week for the 3Y NASCAR Podcast. Cannot wait for those episodes to come out for you guys to listen to. Appreciate y'all. Continue to spread the word. Eddie Greer III here in Manhattan, Kansas. Thanks for listening to the 3Y NASCAR Podcast. We will talk to you next time on the show. We are out.
listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3Wide.